From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces continued their offensive on rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Government forces and their allies are advancing street by street in the eastern sector. The British-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says 290 civilians have died in the artillery bombardment in the eastern district of Aleppo and 50 in the west. 10 Turkish soldiers and 8 civilians were killed Sunday when suspected Kurdish militants detonated a car bomb outside a military checkpoint in Hakkari province in southeast Turkey. Another 26 people, 10 soldiers and 16 civilians, were wounded. The Ethiopian government has announced a 6-month state of emergency in response to growing anti-government protests across the country. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn says the declaration is intended to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. The demonstrations originated in the Oromia region in late 2015. Protesters initially rallied around demands for land rights, but are now calling for increased political, economic, and cultural rights. Thousands of marchers took to the streets of Yemen's capital Sana'a on Sunday to protest an apparent Saudi-led airstrike that killed more than 140 people at a funeral on Saturday. A United Nations observer says more than 500 people were wounded. Protesters gathered outside UN offices in the capital chanting death to al-Saud. The protests came a day after bombs hit a funeral where mourners marked the death of the father of a prominent Houthi rebel official. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama calls Donald Trump insecure and says he pumps himself up by putting other people down.
You know, one of the most disturbing things about this election is just the unbelievable rhetoric coming at the top of the Republican ticket. I don't need to repeat it. There are children in the room.
Speaking in Chicago Sunday, Mr. Obama was reacting to lewd comments Trump made in 2005 when he was caught on camera boasting how he can grope women because he is a star. A video of those comments was released by the Washington Post Friday. Republican Trump and Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton meet Sunday night for a second of 3 presidential debates. Trump has apologized for his remarks and says he's in the race to stay, dismissing suggestions from some Republicans that he step aside. Hillary Clinton is also battling a scandal of sorts. Hacked emails just released show her making remarks to investment bankers, lobbyists, and corporate executives that differ significantly from the positions she has taken during this year's presidential campaign. The storm formerly known as Hurricane Matthew lost its hurricane status. Matthew has weakened to a post-tropical cyclone. It is nearing the end of a week-long march through the Caribbean islands and along the U.S. Atlantic coast. A Palestinian opened fire from a car in Jerusalem Sunday, killing a pedestrian and a police officer. Mickey Rosenfeld is a spokesman for the police.
He was chased by police special patrol units on a fast motorbike. Shots were then fired at our police officers on their motorbikes, who responded and shot and killed the terrorist.
Medical officials say 6 people were wounded in the attack. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says the closure of Hungary's main opposition newspaper, the left-wing Népszava Budság, is a huge blow to the country's media diversity and press freedoms. Its chief editor says the newspaper will be put up for sale a day after its owner suspended publication due to financial losses amid a government clampdown on opposition media. An OSCE representative says he finds it hard to believe the closure is solely because of business. With the long-awaited military assault on Mosul probably just days away, U.S. officials are scrambling to resolve disputes between allies in the coalition. At one point, the assault had appeared imminent, but simmering disagreements between coalition allies appear to be worsening, especially over how Greater Mosul will be governed after liberation and who will be involved in the fight to eject the Islamic State group from the region. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.